All right. Wow, it has been a long time since we've done one of these. I feel like LTRG has gotten, you know, kind of kicked to the wayside. Oh, no, things are falling over. Ah, terrible, terrible. This is what you get for recording a podcast while driving home from work. You see, I just have not had any time whatsoever to record. It's just not been a thing. You know, back in December, my Droid broke. I dropped it while I was out with the family. And believe it or not, the ribbon cable that connected the battery to the motherboard snapped in half. And I have tried to order, I don't know, half a dozen different batteries for my Droid. I cannot get them. I cannot reliably source a single battery. And half of the gimmick of this podcast is that, hey, it's recorded and produced on a Droid, but if you don't have, you know, an old Droid 4 to record on, well, you're not producing podcasts anymore. So we've been out of commission, and I am not back because I have my Droid. That is still just a foregone conclusion at this point. I don't know when I will get my fancy, wonderful little arm toy back. It is not in the books, but I can easily source really good, really tiny mics from everywhere. So I got a Samson Go mic, and I'll just be honest, I really love this thing. I think the audio quality is phenomenal. It literally fits in the palm of my hand. In fact, I have the mount and the mic strapped to my little phone holder in my car so that I can sit here and record while driving home. And what's recording? Well, it's the amalgamation of random scripts that I was running on my Droid in the first place that have been revamped and just revitalized with a new look and a little bit more display and functionality and output. Just really tweaked them, make them really nice. And they're all running on top of a nice little Chewy netbook that I ended up purchasing almost on an impulse and really, really loving. It has been a phenomenal little travel companion. I took it with me down to Long Island the last time I traveled that way, and it was great just to crank out a blog post on a ferry ride and now have it sit next to me in the car where I can glance over it and see how long I've been recording and how large the file size is so I don't, you know, eat up all my ZRAM and, you know, crash the system while recording. That's just, it's been great. That system is phenomenal, honestly. And if it wasn't, you know, like, I don't know, 10 times larger than my Droid, I would probably replace it long-term as, like, my on-the-go portable system. But having a phone-sized Linux computer is just too tempting. Either way, once the Droid is fixed, I will probably switch back to that for recording, though I may still use the Samson. I think the Droid's powerful enough to power it with my laptop. So long term, I feel like that's going to be the solution. How many more of these windy day car drive podcasts I'll record, I don't know. It really just depends on time, I guess. See, for me, I'm in this wonderful limbo where, you know, everything has just kind of happened all at once. My daughter was born earlier this year, in the beginning of January, and, you know, I knew I would have no time after that happened. And that's been the truth of the matter, but, you know, things picked up at work. I'm trying to you know, build out my services on Lambda Create, just, you know, add things. And I feel like I've gotten to do a lot of that. It's just been at this kind of sputtering clip where I pick things up in a moment and like a fervor and finish them. And that's been it. It'll be like the 2 hours that I happen to have while the baby's asleep, or, you know, an hour lunch break that I manage to take for myself. And then that's all the productivity I get for personal projects right now. And that's fine. I totally expect it. As a new parent, it's just part of the fun and joy of that experience. So anyways, what have I been up to? I don't think I've recorded since last year, obviously. I think I've thrown away a couple of recordings as I've tested out various different hardware and tried to come up with a replacement. Hell, I actually started to try and record this episode on a palm tungsten tea. It's one of the palm PDAs from the early 2000s that actually had voice recording functionality. And so you can press a button on the side of the PDA, record a really crappy res voice recording, and then get a WAV file from it, which works perfectly for what I'm doing. But after recording, like, I don't know, a 5-7 minute episode, I really didn't have much more space to do anything else with it, and the quality was just so atrocious that I could barely listen to it on the palm itself, really kind of showing its age. And, you know, this is actually somewhat thematic. My mind has been kind of churning over this idea of replacing more of my modern technology with more minimalistic digital assistants, like PDAs. Because my Droid kind of fit this use case for me, and I have been without it. Now, I'm jonesing for another Droid fix. I don't like not having, you know, Emacs in my pocket where I can, you know, boot it up, check my org agenda, you know, roam through my org roam, Zettelkasten, Kasten, I cannot say that. Like, having this tool with me that filled so many use cases in such a technical way is really frustrating. And that's okay. I can move some things over to my server, and I've done that. I set up an IRC bouncer for WeChat so that I could use IRC on my phone instead of my Droid. I moved my org agenda to, you know, my server so it's accessible wherever I need it. And I set up, you know, a sync with Orgsly Revived so that I can pull it onto my phone and view my agenda. So it's like there are workarounds. It's fine. But what I find is that I don't want to pick up my smartphone. I feel like I get distracted way too easily. I pick it up to look at one thing or, you know, check an email, and suddenly I'm reading my personal email, but also my work email, and then I'm checking the work Slack. Oh, and then I'm looking at the alert monitoring system, and I might as well go and check my personal monitoring system. Maybe something's up there. And as soon as I've, like, crossed this threshold and lost track of what I'm doing, I'm done. It's gone. The moment is lost. Whatever I came to do originally, maybe it got done, but I'm so far away from it that I couldn't tell you what I was doing. It's just not a thing anymore. And that's a me problem. It's not a smartphone problem. It's not a technology problem. This is definitely a me thing. But, you know, I had a month of paternity leave and no Droid, so I could kind of put away all of the work stuff. That's really the tether. I have to have the smartphone for work. If I don't, I can't keep up with the monitoring and the work email. And that is important from a career perspective. As a DevOps engineer, I'm not able to just separate myself entirely from it. My team's too small, and we're all kind of always on. And it will always be like that until we get big enough for there to be more structure. So, you know, maybe a PDA would help. What if my calendar and my personal notes and my entertainment was on a device that had no connection, no distractions? All right, so I picked up a Palm Tungsten T. I mentioned it before. I literally tried to replace everything with this little Palm PDA. I got a new battery for it, took it all apart, put it back together, you know, loaded everything up. I got a copy of Nine Men's Morris on there, which is just super sweet. I love playing Nine Men's Morris typically, but on the Palm, it's actually really, really good. And I got the original Mobi reader that eventually became Kindle, so I was able to read some books while holding my daughter, while waiting in the hospital. Relearned graffiti so I could take all of my notes on the PDA. Took all of my scheduled tasks, my to-dos, my agenda, imported into the Palm. I went through and packaged PyPlucker and the other various PDA tools for Alpine so that I could, you know, use these things long term if I really wanted to. And I just kept building and building and building on top of this idea that if I just do more with the tool, it'll work. I can turn it off. I can put the phone away. I can move everything that I want off of it. All the entertainment, all of the consumption with PyPlucker. I can follow all the blogs and Gemini capsules that I want to follow, all the gopher holes. With the PDB sync files, I can, you know, track my notes, import them, back them up. This is easy. Like, I can make this work. And I put so much time and effort. All of the downtime I had on my paternity leave, I spent tinkering with this PDA, thinking of ways to build it. I literally took notes on the tungsten tea of, like, all of my daughter's doctor's appointments, all of the information that we needed after her birth. Everything was done on this PDA for a month. And that felt good in a lot of ways. I was able to disconnect and I wasn't distracted. I would pick up the tool, I would do the one thing that I wanted to do, and then I would put it down. And that was great. But I missed out on a lot of things too, because a lot of the social connections I have are built on top of, you know, networking, IRC. It's like, it is as simple as that. I'm not going to be contributing to Alpine from a Palm PDA. I don't have a way to build packages. I don't have a way to track merge requests. Maybe if I went far enough down the rabbit hole, I could build some kind of offline syncing tool that showed me my merge requests. But what good is that? I'm not going to be writing code on this thing. It's just, it's a little bit too much. And there are some really cool ideas out there. People are doing, off-punk, that's a client, but like offline first challenges where they grab a PDA and that's their computational tool for the length of the challenge. They put everything on the PDA, they don't touch a computer unless to sync something to it, email, information, backups, whatever. And that's it. And I really love that idea. I really yearned and strived for it because I think there's something genuinely interesting about technology that was built with this idea that you're almost like a little flotilla in a sea. Whatever you have on you at that moment, that's the cusp of it. That's the whole world. So you have to be meticulous and plan and think, what do I need? What do I want? And there's nobody else out there to judge and tell you what it is. There's no distractions. There's no grabbing notifications that are designed to pull your attention back in. There's no, you know, destructive design that is meant to ensnare you and keep your attention focused on, you know, the ad generating of eyeballs on screens. But, you know, it doesn't always work. I think maybe if it was just me, if I didn't have a social circle, or I was, you know, doing this with a bunch of other people who were also focused on this kind of offline first mentality, then it would work really well. I mean, there's no problem with asynchronous communication. Send an email, wait for a response. Like, that's fine. But a lot of the socialization and conversation that I'm having isn't occurring on a Usenet or via email. It really is in real-time communication. And that's tough. Like, I can't just ditch my smartphone and hide from the world and pretend that modernity doesn't exist because I have a distraction problem. And I was trying through the paternity leave to essentially address that in that fashion. Because I think I'm distractible, quite frankly. And given the opportunity, or I guess the lack of motivation, I would just sit there and watch YouTube or something in the few free moments I had. Or work on some inane project, like trying to force a Palm PDA into everything that I can. And it's not like this is the first time. I've already done an episode on the Palm PDA. I really like them as technological tools. And I think I kind of viewed them until doing this kind of challenge as maybe a panic, a solution to my distractibility, my own problems with, I guess, how I interact with modern technology. And frankly, It doesn't work that way. But what does work is sitting here and reviewing and thinking and mulling over this idea that I have control over the technology I use. I can choose to replace certain things with certain technology. It is beneficial to me to have a system that I have complete control over, that I can meld and design and forge in whatever way I want. Because if I don't do that, I kind of get sucked into everything else. So, I don't know. I should have maybe prefaced this, but I read Cal Newport's Digital Minimalism while I was on paternity leave, just like a passing fancy. I don't know. I gave it a shot, and I think there is value in it. I think you can't just reject everything and say, yeah, I'm going to go buy a dumb phone and, you know, this piece of technology will solve my problems for me. If I just buy this $400 light phone or whatever, that's going to be the solution, because it really isn't. That's not a fix for what is a societal problem, a design problem, and really just a me problem. Technology isn't going to fix this for me. But being thoughtful and mindful of how I use my stuff is very much a fix. So yeah, I think that's one of the big things that has occurred in the interim between then and now, between breaking and losing my droid and the moment of this podcast, has really just been up and down trying to shoehorn Palm PDAs into whatever I can. And because of that, Alpine has a couple of packages added to it for any PDA fans out there. And I've got a repository full of like shell scripts to bootstrap old Next Thing Code chip boards with Alpine Linux, because I had this great vision of having one of the many old chip boards that I have as like a sync server for my Palm PDA. So I could plug it in at night, pull a backup off of it, sync new Plucker data onto it. I had this whole big design, and it is what it is. I don't think it's wasted time. I think it's a lot of fun to do these things and kind of experiment with it. And in a lot of ways, even if I personally can't, you know, make this work, or I don't have the wherewithal to like just full out Luddite everything and abandon modernity to solve my personal problems, just because I'm unwilling to like continue to shoehorn the PDA into like my life, doesn't mean that like any of that time was wasted or anything. I enjoy the scripts that I wrote and the packaging that I did and all of the learning I did about the system. Palm did a great, like a magnificent job documenting their binary like database file formats, and I have, you know, I spent lots of time reading about the design of the operating system and the design of the file formats to figure out if maybe I need, you know, to write my own parser so that, you know, I can convert my Emacs files into PDB files and just like keep going down this rabbit hole, just continue to put more and more time and effort and energy into the shoehorn fashion. And now that I'm back at work and, you know, reality is set back in, I don't have the time for that. I don't have the time to maintain all of these hacks just to get what I could get with, you know, Orgsley or, you know, a properly configured Termux session on an Android phone. And that's fine. I ended up, you know, taking out, and I have an old Essential PH1 that just got a little long in the tooth. It's old and slow by modern standards, but the Lineage support is phenomenal for it. So I strapped Lineage OS on that, set up Insular to separate my work and my personal stuff, removed everything that was non-FOSS from the personal side, and kept all of the work apps installed in the work profile, and then set up only what I needed. WeChat and Termux and Orgsley are the underpinning of it. It's exactly what I would do with my droid anyways. And that's how I'm using my phone. I've just decided to rip out anything that's not worth keeping. And I guess where I draw the line in that regard is it open source? Is it, you know, going to respect my privacy? Because if it is, I'm generally, nominally okay with it. I think that's where my problem is. So if my phone respects my privacy in so much as it can, in so much as I can configure it to do so, then I'm okay with it. That's really what I need. No annoying updates and notifications and things. Just rip out all the junk and put it in. My Pebble still works. That's perfect. Which, quite frankly, that's actually the straw that broke the camel's back in considering a dumb phone. I was really, really close to buying something. And then it hit me like a ton of bricks. My Pebble wouldn't work with a dumb phone. And that is no, I can't. I've had my Pebble since they came out. I'm going to hang on to some of my technological junkware until it literally dies and is as old as I am. I don't care. That Pebble not working is not an option. I don't want another watch. I want my Pebble. So unless there is some kind of solution for working with a Pebble without a smartphone, I will always have one, because that is the one thing I want, is my stupid watch. But yeah, it's been fun, and there's been a whole bunch of other projects that I've put together. I'm actually really excited to, you know, get over like not having the Droid and start recording again, because I've just done a bunch. I've been playing with Sox and FFmpeg to, you know, tweak these audio files just a little bit more, though probably won't happen with this one just because I'm lazy. You know, I've been doing a lot on the back end with my website, so I've got, you know, a self-hosted Git instance now. I've got my own package repository. I'm working on a photo blog, and Mio and I have almost finished a web interlinkage API server. It's just a web ring, but it's a fancy web ring. There's a lot of cool things that have been going on in the back. Lots of Lua, lots of Lapis. But it's all been really exciting to like actually bring it live and see my server used for more and just, you know, put things together that I can enjoy using and others can enjoy using too. So I'll talk about those later, because that's content for another time. It's really cool content. Anyways, I'm going to stop talking to my car. I made it home like 10 minutes ago. So take it easy, everyone.